Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 382. Long, dramatic pause for effect, because this is the first episode of 2021. Dealing with uncertainty. It was a place I was in, wasn't even thinking about podcast fodder, and then I had a real awesome moment of clarity, and I'm thinking this might work. And then I spoke to a client, and it became very apparent that I may not be the only one that has trouble with uncertainty, and these are times of uncertainty. And there's a quote I read. I said, the only thing you can be certain of is uncertainty. And I'm like, well, that's pro you. That's fantastic. That's accepting, embracing reality, and moving forward because you are worth it. So that's what I'm chatting about, first of the new year. Because it's not like, yay, happy new year. It's like everybody's couldn't wait for 2020 to be over with. It's like over with, and 2021 is starting out worse than, especially for L.A., worse than it 2020 ended. So you gotta grab some light. You know what I mean? You gotta find that thing to be thankful for. And still deeming yourself worthy to work on yourself. You know, want to, need to, have to evolve, grow, learn about you along the pro you path. So that's what I'm chatting about. And I did a little like Google, and seven things to do to help you deal with uncertainty. So I hope you weathered, you know, we got Thanksgiving, we got Christmas, we got New Year's, done. Boom, 2020, done. Boom, here we are moving forward. So I hope you are well, happy, healthy, living, loving, laughing, and being thankful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being you. Enjoy. Well, happy, happy, happy little new year to you and yours. There's so many people just waiting for 2020 to be over with. Well, it's over. And I'm pretty sure it got a little bit worse everywhere, which is just a perfect segue into the first episode of 2021 of my little Pro U podcast, Dealing with Uncertainty. Dun, 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 dun. And it was kind of funny because if I record the podcast on Wednesday, which is kind of like the last day, I put it up Thursday, and Friday I kind of take a breath, and all of a sudden it's Saturday, and I'm like, I got to record tomorrow, and I got nothing. So then it'll be like the next Wednesday by the time I gather something. Well, it's Wednesday, and I'm recording. Well, it's actually Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday. Wow, did you see that? That was a Tom moment right there. It is Wednesday, but I'm recording on today for a reason. I chose today because I was waiting to find out some information, and I got it last night. And I'm like, all right, here we go. But 2-3 days ago, I was just kind of dealing with some stuff and going, hey, you're doing pretty good at that, way to go. What are you going to talk about? The first podcast of 2021, no idea. And it was, I think it was Monday, when I had a chat with myself. Because there are a few things I was uncertain about. Da-da-tsh. And one of them was a car thingy. And you don't know what the problem is, so you have no idea how long it's going to take, what it's going to be, how much it's going to cost. Uncertainty. And you can just sit there and dwell about that uncertainty. And it can kind of make you feel restless. It can kind of make you feel like your canoe might be shaking a little bit in the Zen pond. So it's just like a check, which is, again, this is like the super duper yay story. I was telling someone, like, when I talk about, oh, I was frazzled or I was struggling, like, my bad is nothing compared to what it used to be. Like, it's completely different. But I'm into the evolving and the growing, and you got to go where it's uncomfortable. So I'm like, hey, why does that feel like that? What is that? And I went, okay, you're uncertain, Tom. You don't know a couple things. I go, well, here's what you do know. That place is going to call, and it's going to say, here's the thing, here's when you can pick it up, and here's how much it is. And you're going to go in a little box and grab some paper, and you're going to walk over there, and you're going to give them that paper, and then you're going to leave with your car at some point. That's for certain. That you can bet on. And the other me listening kind of bowed quietly and said, I concur. And it was, again, these are these moments I'm trying to share with people. Like, I haven't just, you know, risen above and I'm vibrating where I don't have bad days. It's like, no, these things, it's like beautiful mind. My stuff's there, but I'm just catching it quick and I'm conquering and I'm kicking it out because I can. And I realized I could. So I kept doing it. Little things done consistently. I got really, really good at it. So now it was just this. I was like, whoa. Because, you know, that whole canoe thing feels real to me. Like, I was like, hey, was that a ripple? What's that? Whoa, we got a ripple. Not I'm freaking out. Not I'm bummed. I'm like, I dig the no ripple. I've, you know, kind of acquired, earned, and rest in that canoe, in that Zen pond with not a lot of ripple in lieu of what's going on. And it's dopey dope. So I'm staying there, hanging there. But if there's a little ripple, it catches my attention right away, but not in an alarming way. Just like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, just, okay, I'm looking over there now. And the ability to calm myself with the little chat. I mean, you couldn't just do that day one. You know, when I started working on myself, who knows how long ago that was. You know, I've been doing the podcast for going on, you know, 6 years, coming up on 6 years. So it's like, you know, this is a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of energy. But it's kind of magical when these things kind of start happening by default. Going, hey, I can quiet that noise. I cannot think about that. I can think about something else. So all of that kind of was floating. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do, and I wrote down, can't find the actual sticky note, but I wrote down, you know, dealing with uncertainty, PYP. And then I chatted with a client, and, you know, like, we're all the same, we're all similar, we all got our stuff. But he shared this moment of what he was kind of worrying about, and it had, like, completely nothing to do with him. And it was kind of like you realize, you're kind of almost a victim of this other side of you. Where you like go to this, well, what if that happens or it doesn't happen or it goes bad or it's wrong. And then it ends and it's great and it's wonderful and there's no bad at all. And you're going, okay, that's completely wasted energy, is it not? And to let myself feel that stress or that anxiety or that worry or that doubt or that fear. And I never needed to. Like, if I got, okay, quick, here's the end of the story, and it works out brilliantly, would you go, well, I'd still like to have some worry and fear and doubt and anxiety for a while. No, you go, oh, cool, I can just not. Yeah, you can just not. If you just start to control the space between short ears. But, you know, it was like kind of, you know, this whole pro-you path, you know, path of self-discovery. It's not all feel good. It's like you're peeling back these layers and you're getting deeper and deeper to that core issue, that thing, that squeaky wheel. And all of a sudden it's like, I was worried about that thing. I never had to be. Ended great. But I knew I was highly aware that for some reason I chose to watch a movie about the bad if this doesn't happen movie until actual reality happened and it ended wonderfully. And I was like, okay, well, here we go. And then, and it wasn't hard to find some information about dealing with uncertainty on Le Google, Le Internet, because again, just right now, you know, I didn't want to go dealing with the uncertainty of COVID, dealing with the uncertainty of the pandemic, but dealing with the uncertainty of just, you know, in general. And like I said, it was easy to find that topic, especially, you know, because of what's going on. So here's what was kind of throwing me. So I had a $200 fraudulent charge on my debit card. They're like, okay, we'll cancel that and we'll get you a new one out. It's going to take 7 to 10 days. Guess what? And it's Christmas, so it's kind of delayed. I still haven't got the $200 back. When I did get the new debit card, I was kind of, I hadn't used it, and I was getting some, you know, because it got canceled. So all the monthly things at the end of the year, when it was also Christmas, were going, hey, you know, via email. By the way, card payment failed, you know, submit new payment. You know, I got two of those. So I was like, and I don't like being late on payments and stuff. So it's like this knocking on the door. Hey, we got to get your payment. Hey, we got to get your payment. And again, my noise, my what I'm allowing. But it was that thing. And then I could tell it was kind of getting to me because for a day and a half, it just came up with this new card. And it was at one point, I don't even know if it was on the, but it said input your PIN. And the PIN just went to my cell phone PIN. I don't know why. And I put in those four numbers and I could have swore those are the four numbers. I'm like, I only have one PIN. So then I went to another ATM. It didn't work. I got home. I called. I was online. They're like, well, we had a major shutdown. Our whole system shut down. So it might not have been. And she goes, well, we can't really check. We can't. And I kind of got frustrated because she's kind of saying I can't do anything. And she goes, you know, that might not be the right PIN. I was like, what do you mean it's not the right? I was like completely insulted. And I was like, you know, she couldn't do anything. I'm like, whatever. So I just hung up. And then I don't know when it was, and all of a sudden my PIN popped into my head for my banking. And I went, just total light bulb. And then just a little embarrassment that I was so, I was like, I only have one PIN. What are you? And I was like, oh my, like, I don't know. It was like my mind just shut off. And I was like, oh. So then over, and this was the weekend that was kind of all this stuff was kind of unraveling. I went to two ATMs and they didn't work. To get money. I didn't really need money, but it was that thing of like, well, these only two I know, and it was, you know, Sunday, so the bank's closed. And once I went to one on Friday, and it was like, well, the ATM didn't work, and I'm like, well, it's New Year's Day, so I know the bank is not open today. And then I went on Sunday to two ATMs, neither one worked, and the bank was, and I was like, that feeling of, well, you can't get your money. You've tried, you know, four or five times, I haven't got your money. I was like, oh, well, I want, you know, I didn't need it. But again, I could just tell, like, these were another layer. So, oh, I got a TV when I moved here from a client, Matt Myra, as a matter of fact. And it was, you know, he had it, I don't know how long he had it for. Paid him $400, I got the TV. And that will be, you know, 8 years in March. So it's like 7 years, 10 months I've had that TV. And, you know, I had an Apple TV that kind of got funky because it was old. So stuff just gets old, especially with technology. So I wasn't thinking about getting a new TV at all. But, you know, client said, you know, get this Fire Stick. It's, you know, boom, boom, boom. Works way better than your, you know, the Apple TV because, you know, mine was old and outdated. So I'm like, oh, cool. Well, the whole Fire Stick setup took me forever because you got to enter all the passwords and I didn't know them all because I got Word document, new one, and it erased it. It erased the thing I had saved. So it was just this long, gruesome process. I was like, okay, here it is. I got, you know, and it worked great for 3 weeks and then it just stopped working. And I'm like, there's no 1-800 Fire Stick. There's no, I need help. And I'm like, it just didn't work. And my I have just a real, like, hook up a plastic antenna externally, put it in the window because I didn't want to pay for cable. And I got like 4 or 5 channels. I'm like, cool, if I ever need to watch the news or The Voice, you know, whatever, well, you know, whatever I was, you know, watching, you know, I could just flip on, you know, four or five channels. And I'm like, I'm fine. And they came in perfect. So I was like, you know, that thing was not, well, maybe not working, but the channels weren't coming. I was just like kind of fed up. So I just took the antenna off and I unplugged the Fire Stick and I was just like, done. I don't know what I want to do. And then a client gets me a $100 gift certificate for Hulu, and it almost made me mad. I'm like, I don't have access to anything. Nothing works. The Fire Stick I bought doesn't work. So if that doesn't work, I can't even get out. And he's like, well, you can watch on your phone. I'm like, I do not watch TV on my phone. If I'm sitting, chilling, laying down, foam rolling, I'll watch TV. If I'm anywhere else doing anything else, I'm not watching TV. Like, I didn't need it at all. And I was like, why would I get that? And it was this whole, you know, sign up and go here and do this. And any of that just sounds like you've won $100 worth of yellow roses. So I don't really need that. Well, you get them. You have to drive an hour and a half. And then you have to go into this field and you have to cut them all by hand, all $100 worth, and gather them and bundle them and bring them back. And then drive all the way back home. Happy birthday. It doesn't sound like a present at all. That's kind of, if I'm like, dude, gift certificate, Home Depot, winner, winner. And I'm all fired up. Totally know how to use that. It's like, I don't know what's on Hulu. Why would I want a Hulu? You know, just this whole, but I could just tell it was this layer of, well, there's an uncertainty of this whole, you know, is it the TV? Should I get, you know, and then same client. Couple days later goes, you know, new TVs, they got Netflix button on the remote. And I was like, oh. And it was one of the, to me, pro you moment. Not a rich dude, don't have a bunch of money, but I said, you know what, part of me shutting down, relaxing is, you know, I do enjoy watching movies, I do enjoy watching Netflix. And the thing I put on the most is The Fireplace on Netflix. Like, that's on almost every night for like an hour. Because if I'm foam rolling and taking a bath or doing whatever and Zen's just chilling out here, that's what I turn on. So it's like, I like that. I mean, I can't smell. I don't need the heat, but the sound and the visual is fantastic. So it was like, you know, I'm like, I'm worth it. I'm gonna, you know, it's like, you know, I thought, you know, how long ago how expensive TVs were. And they go, this is... I've had it for almost 8 years old. I mean, just wait. They've got to weigh less. You know, they've just got to be way better. And this is a plasma. So my client, you know, he's just, this is the dope dude. Like, he, I made a note. His name's Allender. And I go, Allender answers. Like, he just goes, do this, do that. And I just do it. Told me to get the Fire Stick. Didn't work out so great, but whatever. But I just kind of listened to this dude. I got no one else like that in my life. So he just sends me a link to a TV. I buy the TV, and I don't even look at it. I don't, like, hit the link and read about it. I don't do anything. So I told him, like, the price, and I go, well, what do you think I kind of need? This? He goes, yeah, just this. And it was an Android TV. And I'm like, Android TV? What the hell is that? I was like, oh, okay, cool. And it's a Sony Bravia Android. I mean, a new Sony, new Bravia, but like, so what's the whole Android thing? And there's the remote, you know, boom. And I'm like, okay, now the uncertainty sets in. You know, because it was already like, you know, I had tried with the Fire Stick. I didn't know what was wrong. My antenna wasn't working. I was getting frustrated. And it's like, okay, I'm just going to buy it. Okay, got it. But it's like, well, now you got to get the old one off. And I kind of do stuff by myself, and especially with the COVID, who's going to come over in my apartment, sit next to me, and help me lift this? You know, I don't even want to ask anybody. And I'm like, I don't know if I, you know, because I think Myra helped me, you know, bring it up and hang it. So I just didn't even know. This thing weighs a freaking ton. It's a 60-inch plasma, and it's just, it weighs a ton. Worse than that is I have these two locks. Where the wall mount, they like lock. So there's these two strings hanging. So you got to pull a string, it goes click, then you lift the TV up. Well, I have to sit down on like the flat entertainment center right beneath my TV and turn like a quarter turn to my left. Pull this thing, lift the one hook up. Now I'm holding half the TV. Pull the other string, unlock that lock, and then hold the whole TV. Now I'm sitting down, turned 15 degrees to my left. It's like holding this heavy ass TV. And I'm like, now what do I do? And I got to slowly turn without banging anything and slowly move forward off the entertainment center so I can get this kind of towards, you know, the floor. Anyways, I get it done. Well, the next thing is, okay, wall mount. This thing's in the wall. I don't want to take it down. I don't want to do a new one. I don't want to do another one. And Allender's like, well, I got, you know, different screws if it doesn't fit in the wall mount and this and that. So it's like, you know, can I get this TV down? Once I do, what's with the wall mount? Will it work with mine? Do I got to move it? Do I got to adjust it? Do I got to order another one? And then it's if that all works, I mean, can I hang the new one by myself? So it's constant uncertainty. This is when this is all still going on with the credit card and stuff. There was a day where it all got peaceful, but all this was kind of underlined. So I knew I was dealing with a lot, and I knew the button that was getting pushed, and I was handling it rather well because I was just aware of it. Like, wow, that, it's like, you feel that? Yep. That's a little uncertain. It's like, yeah, I don't really like uncertainty. Yeah, I know. I know you don't, but there's a lot of it, so you feel it. And if that's the worst thing that you have in your life, thank you, Jesus. If that's the cross you have to carry, if that's the biggest burden, is a little uncertainty about your TV, you know, and when you're getting your, you know, new debit card or whatever. It's like, you know, how bad are these things? So it was like, let that just stop mentally, manually shift, turn that perspective. So I take down and I look. And I'm like, well, just, you know, I can take the wall, the TV back of the mount off and put it on the new one. There's screws in the new one. I mean, the new one's just, you know, it's just got everything. Oh, you need this. It's got that. Oh, here's the screws. Everything worked. And it weighs like half of what the other TV does, which the old TV, I text two people I knew just in case. You know, I don't want to sell it because it's like, you know, it could stop. Oh, here's an 8-year-old. Well, I think it's 8 to 10 years old. It's like, who wants that? Especially, you know, pay for it. And then a week later, yeah, broke, stop working. Yeah, oh, well, buyers beware. It's like, I just will give it someone. But it's like, I didn't want to deal with it. So I put it outside. 15 minutes later, it was gone. So I'm like, off the wall, yay. Nothing broke, yay. Got the wall mount off. Wall mount fits new TV, yay. Put the old TV out, went away, yay. And I got the new TV up. And I'm like, oh, so there's that peace. I won. Because now it's just hook it up, turn it on. Au contraire, mon frère. I got all that done. I was so like relieved and excited and it fit. And it's kind of like maybe a splash. It's a 65-inch. But it's, you know, because TVs now, there's less outside perimeter, so it can be actually a bigger screen, but there's less of the TV. So it's maybe, I would say, maybe an inch or two bigger than the other one, but fits perfect, looks great, everything. And I got to the point setting up and it says, connect to internet. Cool, push a button. And it's never a good thing when it's like when you're finding your internet, like your internet doesn't pop up. You got to enter it. Like that's never the good sign. And I was, you know, putting it up. There it is. That's my, you know, internet. I'm like, I'm, you know, 10 feet from you. And I'm like, what does, and had to wait to talk to him. I'm like, what does that even mean? And he's like, oh, and then it was just gloom and doom. I was like, I got through what I thought was the dark period, the unknown, the uncertainty. I mean, can I do A, B, C, D, and E? Did them all. Victory. Turn the TV on. You won. Well. And then I was like, I don't even know what to do. I go, what? Again, I don't, like, I hate asking for people. I'm like, you don't just, well, I got it from Amazon. Do I just, you know, do I call Sony? Do I call Best Buy? That's, you know, who I delivered or bought it from was Best Buy. It's like, you know, who do I, and I just did. I was like, I was tired. And then that's when the other thing was happening. So this is number three. So New Year's Day, I just kind of got up, didn't really have a plan. I'm like, oh, you know, it's the first day. It was, of, you know, 2021. Not that I'm following that big time, but just me, I was like, you know, it was kind of a nice day, kind of quiet. It was a super, super quiet morning, and it was just peaceful. And I was like, you know, just go for a little bit. Get in the car, start driving. And I'm like, this is all I needed. Just, I mean, this is just a great way to kind of start, you know, quote unquote, the new year.
As you humans call it.
Not that I'm not human. I digress. I get going 20, 30 minutes down the highway, and all of a sudden the engine light goes on and the text reads service transmission. And if you see the word transmission, it's just always like, oh, that's a big expensive thing. But it's like, well, service. And I'm like, okay. So I kind of kept driving, but then I realized I couldn't really accelerate the same. Like my gas pedal was affected. So I'm like, okay, not going home. And I didn't know when to kind of read this quote, because this is what I based the whole episode on, was this quote. And I'll probably repeat it a couple times. But to me, it would be the epitome of dealing with uncertainty. Honestly, I don't even play an active role in my life. Shit just happens, and I'm like, oh, is this what we're doing? Is this what we're doing now? Okay. I thought, well, easier stated, harder to apply, but yay. I mean, that's exactly what I want to do. And I kind of felt like that. You know, I was just, you know, going to the beach, I tip my turn signal, and I just hit my the ways, you know, home, and that was it. I was like, okay, because I just was like, well, it's, you know, doesn't seem like nothing's wrong, but I mean, is this bad? Is this like the engine light came on, like, you know, go now? I just wasn't gonna drive another half an hour and then find out, oh yeah, you should have went home right away. And then I was like, you know, should I stop at the puppy park? Because, you know, I packed the, you know, don't pack the car, but I get the bag ready. Zen knows where we're going when he sees the bag. We're in the car, we're driving. I told him, like, it's set. It's like, oh, we're turning around. Zen doesn't know what that means. It's like, we're not going to the to the big beach. You know, it's like, well, what are we going to do? Instead, we're just going to go home now, and I'm going to deal with this car thing. So it's just like this, you know, kind of bit of a drag, but I got that quote in my head. Okay, this is what we're doing now? Okay. I'm going home now. So I get home. Like, I just discount tire block from my house. Just bring it there. No, I'm not bringing it there. It's New Year's Day, Tom. Closed. I'm like, okay. No, so I'm just, all right, going home, not getting the car fixed, not going to the beach. This is what I'm doing. And again, handling it, but it was, again, the debit card and the fraudulent charge and, you know, waiting to pull some money out. The ATM's not working and the black TV hanging with, you know, no internet service and I don't know how to connect it. Now I haven't watched news or TV in like a week and a half. So I literally right now have no clue. As I record this, I have no idea what's going on. If there's any, I mean, I knew prior to that, like, you know, it got bad end of December, COVID was like the worst ever. It was shut down, locked down again. I mean, I knew all that. But last week and a half, I have no clue because I haven't really talked to anybody. A lot of people are out of town. A lot of people away for the holidays. You know, I was babysitting Zen's friends, Martin and Michael's yard. I think I mentioned that, kind of did this whole Zen garden thing to their backyard. And it was just super rewarding because I just kind of, I was like, oh, I'll clean their front yard. I'll sweep their porch. I'll just make it look nice. And I was like, well, and I went in the back and they kind of had this little garden area. And all I was going to kind of do was rake and kind of clean it up. But the more I started kind of putzing with it, it just became alive. And all of a sudden, like, you know, they were gone for like over 2 weeks. So I go over there and I do. And then one day they got like this cool old California house with blue trim. And I put five blue shells because I had blue shell. Who doesn't have blue shells? Out, laid out, and it was all raked, and it was cleaner, and it was bigger, and I put these blue chairs that they had just stacked up out, and it just, like, it looked like I look forward to going there every day. So it was just this really, really, you know, rewarding thing. But like I said, it was probably, I mean, one of the good things I had, because I like doing yard work. Like, I like doing the Zen garden. It was like peaceful to me, and Zen was just like smelling stuff, and he'd go in the other kind of area of this garden and he would just lay down in the dirt and super comfortable and like chill. And so it was this cool part. So I knew, again, in lieu of what was all going on, that I was, you know, doing the best I could. But there was, again, there was that murmur, that ripple. I knew it wasn't bad, but I knew what the good was. I knew what the no ripple was, the no little murmur was. So I knew, but I was aware, well, look, you got the ATM, you got the whole TV thing, and now you got the car. So discount tire opens up on Saturday. I go there. I drop it off. And they go, well, it's one of two things. We really couldn't figure it out, so we swipe your computer, and now we'll have you drive it. And if something happens, come back in, and we'll know it's either A or B. I was like, okay, cool. So the original bill was going to be like $200, and he goes, I'm going to drop it down $30 for you. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And then when I picked it up, they weren't able to do that or didn't need to do that procedure, and just what they did was like $129. So I thought in my head, well, cool. You know, $200 to $175 to $129, and I get the car back. So I'm stoked. Sunday, January 3rd, going to the beach, get on the highway, 20, 30 minutes, engine light comes on. Text, service, transmission, you know, gas pedal stops working, you know, like it does. There's not the same pickup. It's like it's got one speed. And Waze, home, look at Zen, going home. But this time I stopped at the puppy park because I was like, you know what? I mean, we're getting shut down. For some reason, we can't. Because when I would slow down, the numbers would come back on the speedometer instead of the text. And then I could drive normal. The engine light still stayed on, but I could drive normal. There's the same kind of pickup with the gas pedal. So I'm like, you know, I don't know what the deal is at all. So I'm like, okay, bring it back to Discount Tire. It's Sunday. The dude that needs to look at the computer, whatever thing, diagnostic dude, not there on Sunday. Fantastic. We're going home. So it's like, the quote was just in my head. Okay, we're doing this now. Going to the beach. Oh, no, we're going home. Oh, we're dropping off the car. Oh, not dropping off the car. Going. So I was like, man. So I finally dropped the car off on Monday. So again, this is the whole weekend now. I couldn't get money. And this is the Monday. I was like, well, I want to get some money out, you know, in case I need it for the car. I couldn't get money out. I didn't really need it. But it was like, you know, couldn't get the money out. TV was black, hanging on the wall, brand new. You know, just this, it just looks like a, you know, a black box on the wall. You know, it's like, and then they call me and they go, yeah, you got to bring it to a transmission specialist. And I was like, okay. And I remember this was like kind of sort of, oh, I was actually talking to a client. I was talking to that client when this happened. And it was just, I mean, the other quote or other mantra that was popping through my head was just next indicated step. You know, Discount Tire, back home. Beach, back home. Discount Tire closed, back home. Back to the beach, back home. Discount Tire, guy not in, back home. It was just, you know, just back. And next it, all right. Like, I didn't plan it. I didn't want it. But all I did was next in. You know, it's like, I told the guy when I showed up, I'm just, my car said service transmission. I just came in. I'm just doing what I'm told. Like, I'm not emotionally vested. I'm just listening to my car. It's kind of dope because this car was like, change oil. I'm like, okay. Like, I love that. So I bring it to the transmission specialist, and it was like, it was 11, well, I think the whole ride was 12 minutes, and I was on the highway for like 5 or 6. I kind of knew where it was, and I'm like, well, you're going to probably end up dropping this off, and I'm like, yeah, it'll be a bit of a walk, but, and I didn't really care, but I wasn't really sure. Anyways, it was this guy named Charlie, this Asian guy, and he called me Mr. Tom. So I called him Charlie-san. I just met him, but I'm like, Charlie-san. And he's like, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this and this and that. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, all right, Zen, big walk home. And all of a sudden, I went like one way, you know, because I hit my ways and it was for the car. And it's like, go left, 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 and get on the 101. I'm like, I don't know if there's a walk mode or not. Pedestrian mode. I thought there was, but maybe it was an older thing that I had. So I was like, well, I just figured it out. But I went one way, one block, and then I went the other block to go under the 101, and they were both dead ends. And I'm like, so now I can't go that way. And I'm like, so I ended up doing this big loop, and I ended up making a big, huge circle that probably took me 15 minutes. And then I probably didn't even have to walk under the highway. I could have just went from right where I was, just southeast, somewhere in flip-flops. Now, when I walk a lot, if I said, where do I walk? Well, you know, in the morning I walk runs, so that's probably the only time, well, it is the only time I wear sneakers, you know, I wear, you know, Nike running shoes. But if I walk a long way, it's would probably be at the beach and I'm barefoot on the sand. So it's like I never like, oh, I went for an hour-long walk. I mean, I just don't do that. But I only wear flip-flops. It's all I wear. Like if I mean, when I run in the morning, I wear those sneakers. But other than that, it's flip-flops, and other than that, it's barefoot. I'd say I'm barefoot 80% of the time. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll just walk slow. We'll hang out, you know, whatever. Hour and a half. It took us to walk, and I just like was lost for a while. Was sure if I wasn't going the right way. I mean, like, I can't believe how long this has taken. But as you know, the whole kind of part of it was just kind of calming my mind, going, "You're fine." I'm like, "Well, is this too much for Zen?" And like, Zen's fine. But it was just a lot of time to be like, "You don't know where you're going. This is gonna take forever." It was just calm the mind, calm the voice, quiet it all down. Because again, now it's like dropping it off into transit. What does that mean? And what's that going to be? And how do I get back to the, you know, the place? Because I knew I wasn't probably going to get it, you know, that night, because I just dropped it off. So he calls like that afternoon, right before he closes, and he's like, you know, there's this thing that's under recall, and I'm going to call on that, and I'm checking this and that out, but if it's under recall, won't be, you won't have to pay for it. So I kind of get a little fired up, going, well, I dealt with this test, and now I'm going to win. And I'm like, but I just want to find out the end so I can record the podcast. Like, that was like the whole thing in my mind, you know, just figure out, okay, and here's what happened to the car. Meanwhile, that day, I got up and it was Tuesday morning, and it was like the most funk I felt. And that's when I kind of had the chat with myself again, and I was like, okay, where, you know, I really, where's the bad? And I got into this little bit of better place, because I just remembered, I don't know what it was, but like right when I got on, and it was this Allender dude, this client. And he's like, well, just get an Ethernet cable. And I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, just hook it up from your, you know, your modem to your TV. And I'm like, that's it? He's like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, get one for your computer too. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, it's just better. It's better if you have something plugged in. I go, I just have such intermittent internet. And he's like, yeah, just get a, you know, short one for your computer and a long one for it. And I was like, no way. And this calm set over, because I had kind of started feeling better. I'm like, well, now I know what, you know, next indicated step. Cool, get that. Now just wait for that plug to show up, and I'll drop off, you know, my car and at the transmission. You know, it's kind of like, okay, well, just that's whatever. And then next day, Ethernet cable show up. Struggled with it for a second because I couldn't. I didn't want to take the TV off the wall to plug it in, so I kind of found where the plugs were, and there wasn't an Ethernet output, and but I ended up going, look, I just got to take the TV off. And there it was, found it, put it up, hooked it up. It worked. Last night, I watched Hulu on my brand new TV, and then I put the fireplace on. So the big thing about the TVs versus the plasma has to have a big piece of glass, which makes it very reflective. So everything's reflective and shiny in it. So, you know, when you're watching it, you know, all of that reflection is apparent. Not with, you know, probably everybody who I'm listening to probably doesn't have a plasma TV. So that was huge. And then it's like, well, I have a TV that's over 8 years old. So technology, clarity, all of that, like it's like I'm blown away, you know, by the picture. I mean, it was ridiculous. So I put the fireplace on. And I was like, oh my God. So I was like, okay, that's done. And there was that, see, that's what you got to remember. I mean, it was been, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks in between the kind of TV stuff, and didn't get the, you know, new TV antenna. Just, you know, I got Netflix Prime and, you know, the $100 on Hulu. And I might get, I actually, you know, went on Amazon, looked at the, getting a new antenna just for the, you know, the couple channels, but I was just like so at peace. And then the transmission dude calls, and he's like, can't fix it. He goes, you got to bring it to the dealership. I was like, okay. So sit down. I just need everybody to sit down for a moment. Tom took his first Uber. 2021. Tom's first Uber. I was the last dude to get a beeper, pager, cell phone, smartphone. Just last one doing everything. But I've never, people are like, just get an Uber. And I'm like, why would I take an Uber? I have a car. Like, I was like, never. Like, people, you just Uber. Like, why would I Uber? I don't, like, and then it was like, I do not want to walk back another hour and a half, you know, because I don't, you know, want to do that to Zen or me. And I'm like, all right. And it was, dude turns out to be a martial arts teacher, teaches class, and those dudes that I know. I mean, it was just a crazy kind of funny ride. But picked it up. Charlie-san was like, dude, I can't fix it. Didn't charge me a dime, which was super awesome. And he's like, take it to the dealer. And, it, you know, gave me a piece of paper with some note on it and said, show this to them. And I was like, next indicated step. But I was so happy to drive home. I'm like, okay, I got my car. Because when I don't have my car, like, I can't go get dog treats. I can't go, you know, to the grocery store. Like, I can't even run a couple errands. I'm just kind of like, you know, around the house. I'm like, oh, I just can get a couple things, buy a couple things, you know, take Zen to the puppy park or whatever. And then I came home and I had one moment, and this was on the podcast, where I thought my taillights didn't work out. And here it turned out that I had never turned on my headlights since I had my car. And I went to this Jeep place on Figueroa. Why I had that contact. And I'm like, they were super cool. Like, they were going to do it for free. It was like $1,600. They're like, we're going to do a one-time good one for you. And so I went for this amazing, thankful moment too. Kind of embarrassed. I don't know how to turn my headlights on. Just never needed them, I guess. So I'm like, cool. I remember that dope, cool place. So I called them up. I go, can I make an appointment? They're like, yep, Thursday. And I'm like, done. And that's like, well, that I'll record the podcast. So I'm like, get up Wednesday morning, record the podcast. I mean, you kind of got to get it to Nico, the Canadian assassin. On Wednesday, you know, it's kind of like the deadline, but I was kind of like hoping to go, oh, here's what's up with the car. Well, what's up with the car is kind of like, there's life. Still don't know. Completely on, I mean, again, went to Discount Tire twice, went to a transmission specialist, you know, so, wow, it's got to be really bad. Now, how can that be inexpensive if it's taken, you know, now you got to go, oh, dealer, don't ever take your car to the dealership. It's the most expense, you know, so it's like all that. And I was like, okay, whatever, dude. The noise of the car really quieted. And like I said, last night was like, I went to the ATM 2 days ago. I was watching American Pickers on my TV last night. And I got an appointment Thursday. So I'm like, okay. And that's how I entered today. And I was like, well, that's what I want to share. Like, that's... you know, not a fun story, not an exciting story, but why am I, you know, why is my heart beating like that? Why am I feeling that? Oh, I don't like uncertainty. Wow. Probably not going to get rid of uncertainty. You're probably going to have to learn to deal with uncertainty. Uncertainty. I think I just said uncertainty. So I do have something to read. Which I thought was pulled up. Is not pulling it up right now as we speak. Where are we at? Okay, right here. All right, so exactly what I Googled was dealing with uncertainty, and I found an article by Christine Carter, 7 Ways to Cope with Uncertainty. Living with so much uncertainty is hard. Human beings crave information about the future in the same way we crave food, sex, and our other primary rewards. Our brains perceive ambiguity as a threat, and they try to protect us by diminishing our ability to focus on anything other than creating certainty. Research shows that job uncertainty, for example, tends to take a more significant toll on our health than actually losing our job. Similarly, research participants were told that they had a 50% chance of receiving a painful electric shock, felt far more anxious and agitated than participants who believed they were definitely going to receive the shock. It is no surprise then that there are entire industries devoted to filling in the blanks of our futures. See, for example, the popularity of astrology apps, or the prestige of management consultancies dedicated to strategic planning. conspiracy theory provide us with simple explanations for complex phenomena, but sometimes, maybe always, it's more effective not to attempt to create certainty. I love that. Not to attempt to create certainty. Though evolution might have rigged our brains to resist uncertainty, we can never really know what the future will bring. And in improbable situations like the pandemic, which has massively disrupted our routines and utterly destroyed our best laid plans, we need to learn to live with the ambiguity. The uncertainty is the only certainty. Oh, that's good. All right, one, don't resist. There's no doubt we are living through challenging times, but resisting this current reality won't help us recover, learn, grow, or feel better. Ironically, resistance prolongs our pain and difficulty by amplifying the challenging emotions we are feeling. There is real truth to the aphorism that we resist persists. Two, invest in yourself. The best resource that you have right now for making a contribution to the world is you. When that resource is depleted, your most valuable asset is damaged. In other words, when we underinvest in our bodies, minds, or spirits, we destroy our most essential tools for leading our best lives. Is that or that? Does that or does that not sound like being pro-you? Do whatever it takes to be the best you, above and beyond anyone else. Why? Well, the people that love you and that are closest to you, if you really love them, do they deserve a 6 out of 10 version of you or an 8 out of 10 version of you? I'm assuming it would be 8. Okay, well, there you go. You got to make sure you're not depleted. Make sure your most valuable asset isn't damaged. Don't underinvest in your body, mind, or spirit, because you will destroy your most essential tool for leading your best life. Three, find healthy comfort items. One of the most important ways we can invest in ourselves is to comfort ourselves in healthy ways. If we are to stay flexible, we need to feel safe and secure. When we feel uncertain or insecure, our brain tries to rescue us by activating our dopamine systems. This dopamine rush encourages us to seek rewards, making temptations more tempting. And it says, instead of turning to social media, junk food, booze to soothe the rattled nerves, here's some healthy ways. Make a list of healthy ways to comfort yourself. You can mask up and go for a hike with a neighbor. Schedule a call with a friend. Reflect on what you are grateful for. Let yourself take a nap. Perhaps you seek out a hug or watch a funny YouTube video. Those things may seem small or even luxurious, but they enable us to be the people that we want to be. Four, don't believe everything you think. Love that. Don't believe everything you think. I just put that quote out and I forgot who it was, but it said some of the most worst things never happened in my life. Some of the worst things I thought of never happened in my life, something like that. Perhaps the most essential stress reduction tactic that anyone has ever taught me is to not believe everything I think. In uncertain times, it's particularly important not to believe thoughts that argue for the worst case scenario. Five, pay attention. The opposite of uncertainty is not certainty, it's presence. Oh, love that. Instead of imagining a scary and unknown future, we can bring our attention to our breath. From there, we can check in with ourselves. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I said. Like, wow, I feel that. What's that thing? What's that feeling? Oh, uncertainty. I don't like uncertainty. Okay, cool. So what is certain? Hey, you're going to pick up your car at some point, and there's going to be a bill at some point, and you're going to pay that bill. I guarantee you that. And I was like, yeah, he's right about that. Every time we wash our hands, for example, we could ask ourselves, how are you doing right now? How are you doing right now? That's one of my favorite lines out of AA. We were sitting there. Dude looked at me and says, right now, Wednesday, 2 o'clock. How are you right now? It's like, you're looking at me. I'm talking to you. You're like, you're fine. I was like, wow. And again, right now. How are you right now? Well, you have to be in the right now. to know how you're doing in the right now. That can take you a little bit, lifetime sometimes. 6, stop looking for someone to rescue you. When we act as though we are powerless, we get trapped in narratives that leave us feeling angry, helpless, and trapped. And we start hoping other people will save us from our misery. And that's, again, I just remember that one woman I tried to help. And I kept picturing this, like, no one's got her out of the cave. And as soon as they start getting to the light, which she's never seen, experienced, she freaks out and she runs back into the cave. And she blames whoever tried to lead her out. And that's what it was. You get trapped in that cave of feeling angry, helpless. And again, someone, and then it's my fault I didn't save her. Uncertainty is the only certainty there is. I guess it's from John Allen Paulos, mathematician. Look at that, a mathematician. 7, find meaning in the chaos. I just love all that sounds. Social psychologists define meaning as it applies to our lives as an intellectual and emotional assessment of the degree to which we feel our lives have purpose, value, and impact. Wow, one more time. Meaning, define meaning, an intellectual and emotional assessment of the degree to which we feel our lives have purpose, value, and impact. We humans are best motivated by our significance to other people. We'll work harder and longer and better and feel happier about the work we are doing when we know that someone else is benefiting from our efforts. Concur. Meaning and purpose are wellsprings of hope. When the world feels scary or uncertain, knowing what meaning we have for others and a feeling of a sense of purpose can ground us better than anything else. I love that. That was good.
Well done.
I got notes right here. Here we go. Random noted in this. So I said, you know, I'm talking, you know, a couple clients, and they're like, oh, it's the same, it's the day after day, it's, you know, oh, there's bad news out there. And I'm looking at them and they're like healthy and they're above ground and like no one in their family is sick and they're all alive and they're all well. And I'm like, so I wrote down, you know, I begin to feel what someone else that I'm chatting with is feeling. And if I don't like that feeling, I don't want them to have that feeling or myself. And that's when I'm like, I don't want to tell anybody what to do. So I typically will share, you know, what I'm doing. Because like right away I'm like, oh, you're letting that feeling, yuck, yuck, warning, danger. And there was just this, I wrote, these were the peace I felt. And I just wrote, all I need, I have. Like, that's a powerful statement. All I need, I have. I need not. I'm not looking, searching. I think that's powerful. So I've been referred to as a Sherpa before, which I love. And I said, you know, here's the thing. If I said, you know, we're going to go on a trip. We're going to call it life. You can't and shouldn't carry everything. So pick your top 3 to 5 things. What would they be? And if you had those 3 to 5 things that were most important to you, what else would matter? And then I went on. So tomorrow morning you're going to wake up and you're going to wake up with 5 things. Go. Like, that's a little bit of pressure. Like, I'm going to go to sleep and I'm going to wake up with the 5 most important things. Like, well, here's my list for you. 1, your health. If you don't wake up with your health, why would you want anything else? 2, if you have a significant other. 3, if you have a significant other, their health. 4, if you have, you know, siblings, kids, parents, or pet. And then their health. Like, I can't believe that wouldn't be everybody's list. If you got 3 to 5 things, I don't know how that's not your list. So then if you did wake up and you had those 3 to 5 things, if you had those things, what else would matter? See, to me, it's like people are being forced to focus on what's really important. And some people are going, well, I just have these things. And I'm like, you just have these things? I'm at Myra syndrome. So after the accident, for me, it was just okay. My faith, post the accident, I'm, you know, thankful for that. My health, Zen's health. All I cared about was Zen and evolving, which meant, to me, being thankful. And then being thankful that I was thankful, because that was what, lied between the space between my ears. You know, my sister was gone. Got in that accident, not a scratch, Zen, not a scratch. Like, okay, I'm here for a reason, you know. Might not be a big reason, but I'm not doing anything to stay here. You know, I'm not like magically doing something. Like, my sister was taken, a girl I was dated taken, a dog, my first dog taken. Like, I'm okay, I'm next, you know, I could go any moment. And then the accident's like, oh, nope, not now. It's like, well, it's not my time yet. I must be here for a reason. I mean, it's kind of like, 2 + 2 = 4 to me. That's what I'm saying. Right now, it's like when I hear people talk, I'm like, why aren't you just thankful? Why aren't you being just thankful? Like, you have more than me. Why aren't you just being thankful right now? Like, I get the other stuff. I got stuff. You want to hear my stuff? I can share my stuff. And then, again, just if you're going on a trip and you get to bring 5 things, you wouldn't want to carry or bring everything on a trip. Weigh you down. First half hour, you're tired because you carried 100 pounds and everyone else got 15-pound packs. You got a 100-pound pack because you wanted to carry everything. I want to take my mother, kids, friends, all the important stuff, pets, but then I also want to take my car and I also want to take my job and I also want to take my savings and I also want to... It's like, you don't really get it then because you just don't get everything. No one does. So you got to figure out what's the most important. Then... Now you know what you need. And that's what I discovered. I discovered all I need. And that's what I'm pursuing. So pursuing that is the pro-you path. That's it. I had to check my notes. I had so many and they were all laid out. But that was, you know, I kind of, you know, the first title I wrote down was All I Need, I Have. And I mentioned that before. So if I have somewhere to go mentally that's like this strong place of peace, I know whatever uncertainty I have, I can minimize by just going to that gratitude list. You know, because if you're listening to this, you're 100 and 0. Like, you've made it through every bad moment, every obstacle placed in your life, you've made it through. Like, you're better than every professional team that's ever existed. You've never lost a battle if you're listening to this, if you're here today. So you get to keep working on you evolving, and you get to be thankful for what you have. That's me. Thankful for what I have, and I'm evolving. I think that might be my next tattoo. Evolving. Love that. Happy New Year. Moment to moment. That is how you deal with uncertainty. Being thankful, being grateful, being present, moment by moment. Because you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You moment, first one of 2021. Glad you're here, stoked, pumped. I'm still here, stoked, pumped. We get to do this thing. So let us begin as we always have, controlling that which we can. Seated on the floor, legs folded if you can, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into your spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose. We're going to slow it down, elongate it because we can. Going to allow the exhale out the mouth. We're going to elongate it, slow it down because we can. Total control. Totally present. Totally connected in this moment. Stay there, my friend, to the best of your ability. Anything else enters, kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do that to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. There it is. Bravo. Fantastic job. Well done. First pro you a moment of the year. And we're off. Once again, following the path of little things done consistently. Deeming ourselves worthy. Believing in ourselves. Kept saying my only claim to fame was I didn't give up, I didn't quit, and it had to be because there was some sort of belief in my ability to find better. I mean, if I didn't believe in myself, if I didn't believe it was possible, why wouldn't I have given up, quit, stopped? But I never did, so there's got to be a little bit of belief in myself. So all you need is a little bit of belief in yourself to change whatever it is that you'd want to be different. Simply because you deemed yourself worthy, you get to. Peace and God bless.